There's a cocktail being made here in the studio. We'll take plenty of pictures. I might even Facebook it live, but let's talk about it for sure. It's the Beer Distillery 5K 1 mile conversation we are to have, joining hand to hand. That's the number two, to help feed over 6,000 kids in West Michigan. That's why you run on May 4th. So let's talk about this opportunity. Jody Joseph, doing your partnership directing?
Yes.
And talking about that right now.
Yes, thanks for having us.
You're partnering with Beer Distillery.
We are. We're excited to partner with them for the third year and just get more runners out there to feed more kids, really,
what it's
all about. So we're excited to do that.
Joel Beerling, can you talk while you're making a drink?
I can try, certainly try. I've done it before, so I can do it again. But yeah, we're partnering with Hand to Hand for our third year, which has really been an exciting opportunity for us to kind of share their message and also just have really a lot of fun on a Saturday morning.
Nice. Well, I think I was at your first annual Beer Distillery 5K.
Yeah, you're coming back again? Put you on the spot.
I'll be in a different country.
I know. Oh, that's right. You said you were going on a different race. That's right.
I was doing a different race. So my job is to get the message out. But I do remember, I like that sound. I do remember the run itself, whether it's the same course. And then I remember the party afterwards. Let's go there. First of all, Jody, remind me of the good work Hand to Hand does.
Yes. So we partner with about 108 local churches in our area. And we do the work of feeding kids over the weekend. So we gather volunteers every week. We pack food up, and then those are placed in lockers confidentially or in teachers' rooms. And then those go out to over 6,000 kids now here in our West Michigan schools. We're up to 167 schools now in West Michigan area.
How important is partnering with organizations such as Beer Distillery to receive funds?
Yeah, so it's vital to the work that we do, you know, just from the awareness piece and then just the donations that come in as well. The awareness, and it takes money to feed kids. And so we're just so thankful for Joel and his team and what they're doing. And
the hand-to-hand people are great to work with, too. So, I mean, they're just so energetic. These are our Saturday mornings, fairly early Saturday mornings, and they're just so energetic and ready to have fun. So,
yes. You are just making up three cocktails here.
We only got three people, so gotta have three cocktails, right?
And I might have, you know, I'll probably put mine in my, but I kind of talked to your cousin, Rick.
Yeah,
And I may give him my cocktail.
Well, I told him that that you had to share with him, so.
Okay, all right, well, then I will probably share this, or you'll really have an interesting 10:45 interview after I slug that one down. Maybe I should. Joel, tell me, first of all, give me a Beer Distillery 101 and then a little bit more about the race itself before we talk about this mint julep.
Sure. So we're located in Comstock Park, about a mile away from Fifth Third Ballpark. So if you can make it to the ballpark, you can make it to us. So we're a local distillery, mostly make spirits, but we also make beer and wine on site as well. The morning of this, we'll be making cocktails for everybody. So everybody gets a mint and julep sweet tea cocktail, which is really delicious. It's brand new for us. As you might know, May the 4th is, in addition to be Star Wars Day, May the 4th be with you. It's also Derby Day. So the classic drink for the Derby is a mint julep. So this is kind of an homage to that.
Great. And I know from my running this the first year, Jody, you will be there. Guests from hand
absolutely.
To hand, you play a big role in this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fun day for all of us. We're there hand to hand representing. And then we also have some runners, too, from hand to hand that will be running. Sherry Hondard, our executive director, will be running. My own daughter will be running this race, my husband, and so.
What about Jody Joseph?
Well, you know what? I'm just a good cheerleader on the sidelines.
Well, you're there to
She's
answer.
She's got more than one kid that she needs to spend time with.
That's right. We're going to divide and conquer that day. So.
The cheerleader is important, yes.
Yeah, we're just really grateful for the partnership. The hand-to-hand trailer will be parked out in the parking lot again this year, and so. That's where donations, as you come into the race, that's where donations will be placed. And we're just excited to, again, just have a great day. And we're going to pray for rain, or we're going to pray for sun, I should say.
We're going to pray for sun.
And just a great day. So
sometimes running in the rain's kind of fun, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, so the race starts at 10:30 in the morning. So registration starts at 9:30. You can register day of. So you can go ahead. Don't worry about doing that. We do have a t-shirt deadline. So if you want to be guaranteed a t-shirt, you do need to register by midnight this coming Wednesday. We do try to get enough t-shirts for everybody, but if you can be guaranteed one if you sign up on time. So please get your registrations in.
What'd you just make for Jody and me and Rick and you?
Right. So this is our mint julep sweet tea cocktail.
Oh. And it's so, made of...
It's got bourbon. So bourbon is our newest product release. I have a bottle of it right here. And we released that for the first time last December. So it's our brand new... newest spirit, but obviously mint juleps are traditionally made with bourbon as well, so it kind of goes well with this cocktail.
You have two types of bourbon in here? What's no?
This
empty.
Is just a small bottle,
oh,
so I wanted to pre-measure the bourbon, so I didn't have to measure it on the radio here. So I just poured the contents of that bottle into the mix.
And I trust after my 5K, I can ask for the mint julep sweet tea cocktail?
That is correct. Everybody gets one. If you don't want a cocktail, we do have craft soda and other beverages as well.
Great. Remind me exactly where you're located.
We're located on West River Drive, about a mile northwest of Fifth Third Ballpark in Comstock Park.
And you were, I don't want to say once a, because you're still, you might be, but weren't you a track star?
Not since
cross
high school.
Okay.
But yeah, I rode, I ran cross country and track. I ran track in high school, so I did a lot of running. So yeah, I've done the 25K, the Riverbank Run a few times. I don't do as much running now. I'd probably do too much drinking, not enough running.
Like your craft. And why did you choose put you on the spot again, hand to hand, as a partner here?
I've had a friend since high school, did a lot of running and bicycling as well. He was a member of a church that was associated with Hand to Hand, and he also got into kind of directing races. And so when I was kind of thinking about starting up a 5K at the distillery, he was really kind of the obvious choice to contact about doing that. And he obviously knew about Hand to Hand, and that's how the whole thing started. Mm-hmm.
Great. Jody, what else would you like to share? Again, hand-to-hand, feeding over 6,000 kids in 166 schools, primarily right here. And kids are fed because of you.
Yes, they are. Yeah. So every week, I mean, we have about 4,200 volunteers in our community, again, that just gather and pack up. All of our items are non-shelf stable items because they sit in a locker, you know, to go home on the weekend. And the weekend is just really that most vulnerable time of the week. It's a time of the week where kids don't have access to free lunch or free breakfast. And so hand-to-hand really just fills a need. We hear from many teachers and principals just how different attitudes and behaviors are on Monday morning when kids have food in their stomach and can think and can learn. And so we're making a difference. We sure are, together with a lot of different community partners. So we get excited about that.
Very cool. How do we find out more information about Hand to Hand?
Yeah, so you can check us out on our website. That's h2h.org, and that's h2hkids.org.
Well, you know your craft too well there, Joel Beerling. How'd you make this mint julep sweet tea cocktail?
It uses our Crescent Creek bourbon, which is our newest product. Crescent Creek is actually the creek that runs right by the distillery. We'll be running over it during the 5K.
Oh.
And by the way, I should mention, if you do want to find more information about the 5K or want to sign up, the easiest way to do that is on our Facebook page. So facebook.com/beerdistillery. That's B-I-E-R distillery. You can also find more information on our website, and you'll be directed to a separate website where you'll be able to sign up, called runsignup.com.
I've got my take-home bottle ready for this cocktail. Thank you very much. Again, funds going to an important cause, but what a beautiful run or a one-mile run walk this will be to celebrate certainly the funds being delivered and, well, Derby Day with the mint julep sweet tea cocktail. On behalf of Beer Distillery, thank you, Joel Beerling. And thank you on behalf of Hand to Hand, Jody Joseph. Cheers!
Cheers.
Thank you.